There is a famous billionaire known mostly by his last name who's got an active role with government. The name is not Trump. It's Penske, as in legendary auto racer Roger Penske. Roger Penske is celebrating the 50th anniversary of his racing team this year. And as WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter reports, Penske continues to take the lead on the racetrack and on public projects in the city where cars are king.
In May, officials in Detroit gathered to celebrate the opening of the main terminal for the city's new light rail line. Michigan Congresswoman Debbie Dingell led a parade of public figures praising the man they call the driving force behind the rail project.
You could not have picked a better person to have named this new headquarters after than Roger Penske, whose vision and leadership for this region has made it such a better one.
But even when talking about trains, the 79-year-old billionaire businessman's thoughts did not stray far from the sport he's become synonymous with.
You folks see this vision. Don't stop. Don't stop. Keep your foot on the gas, as we would call it in a race car. We need to continue.
Roger Penske's world is built on wheels, a trucking business, car dealerships. Yet Penske says he decided against becoming a full-time race driver.
You know, I wanted to be a Chevrolet dealer, and GM told me early on that they didn't want their dealers to be racers. My dad loaned me $50,000 to get into business, and he took it out of his savings account. He was retired, so I had to pay him back, too. So it was a pretty easy decision for me to make that, to be a businessman versus a race driver.
Instead, Penske created his own race car team, an organization that eventually won 16 editions of the world's most famous auto race, the Indianapolis 500. No other owner has come close to that. Penske fought for those wins both on and off the track. One of his drivers was penalized during the 1981 Indy 500 for passing numerous cars under a yellow caution flag, handing the victory to legendary racer Mario Andretti. But Andretti says months later, race officials reversed themselves and gave the win back to Penske.
They gave in to the pressure of an outside lawyer, which Roger brought in. This is one that it's hard to swallow because that organization intimidated everyone. They dragged this on for 6 months.
Penske's reputation for making things happen made him a natural to help Detroit officials prepare to host the 2006 Super Bowl, even when, Penske says, he had to personally oversee beautifying some of the city.
I remember with a paint crew, and we'd go around in a van and we'd say, paint this building, and can we tear this building down? And I think right up until the kickoff, we missed a couple probably.
Penske says the work created a desire to do more in the public sector.
I think one of the things I want to see is this city, you know, be a great city again, and I think we're on our way.
Penske organized teams to pick up trash in downtown Detroit. He lent his name and cachet to numerous projects, like the light rail line. But his efforts have not always been well received. In 2006, Penske negotiated with city officials to pave over a small portion of Belle Isle, a park that also hosts the annual Detroit Grand Prix auto race. But the head of the Belle Isle Conservancy, Michelle Hodges, says critics continue to blast the presence of a cement slab some refer to as Lake Penske.
The fact that there is a cement paddock there does impact the tranquility and the experience of park users, as well as any noise associated with the race.
Penske counters that his group has also poured millions of dollars into improving Belle Isle. After all, Detroit is his backyard. Yet Penske is still consumed by the Brickyard, the nickname for the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Especially, he says, the one that got away, the 1995 Indy 500, when none of his cars could find enough speed to qualify for the race.
Had to walk down that pit road with the two drivers, one on each side, 100,000 people saying, wow, you didn't make it, and that makes you a much better person.
Penske went on to win many other races and championships after that, and he says his work on the track and in the city of Detroit is still far from reaching the finish line. For Here and Now, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter.